The higher this drone flies, the more desert it can see. Iraq's famous and historic marshes once covered these lands, but not anymore. This is what is left of the palms, citrus trees, and many other types of fruits that were grown on what was a 400-acre farm.
It was gradually dying due to the shortage of water. First the citrus trees and then the palm trees have died. So many people have left the area. I'm thinking of leaving, but the question is, where should I go? You can sell your land, but what comes after that? No one knows the future. Only God does.
What used to be the Middle East's largest food-producing region can't feed itself anymore. Over thousands of years, the country's two main rivers, the Euphrates and the Tigris, transformed the desert around them into green meadows. But now, 70% of the water that once flowed through them is gone.
The level of water and the water supply in the country is too low. And we started to see this impact on the very local communities, specifically farmers, specifically people who are living in rural areas, those who are counting on their livestock to survive, those who are farming on a daily basis, those who use water in every aspect of their daily life, every day.
This extends from the very north to the Mesopotamian marshes in the south.
Drought has reduced these famous marshes in some areas to puddles. And that's damaging the lives of the people, the wildlife, and ecosystems that depend on them.
Low water levels are threatening one of the area's famous animals, water buffaloes. These mammals need water to reduce their body temperature and produce better milk. Now, herders are forced to buy drinking water to keep them alive. The environmental crises are pushing them to sell their cattle at low prices and leave to try and find better opportunities.
If water levels continue to decrease, water salinity goes high, the taste becomes bitter, and cattle here cannot drink this water. It kills them. Fodder is expensive due to the lack of water and food. The animals fall and die. Lots of people have lost many animals.
Everyone around the marshes knows Omar Shikhli. He has been researching this area for almost two decades, but has never seen it this dry.
Iraq always negotiation between Turkey and Iran to agree about what is the shared water budget that Iraq needs, at least to rehabilitate some deteriorated places or like area with devastation situation like the Iraqi marshes. The continuous decrease of water budget to the Iraqi marshes, it will change the Iraqi marshes to a barren area, and the area of a woodland of the Garden of Eden will change to a desert.
In May, Al Jazeera shot this footage of the marshes. There was much more water. Today, it's decreasing, endangering these creatures and forcing their owners to leave their historic homeland. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera, Chibayish Marshes, Iraq.